So, hi, Danger Scene.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
How
good morning.
Are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
How was your show last night?
It was a lot of fun.
Last night was fun.
Hang on. I'm trying to put this on Facebook. I can't type and talk.
You can't type and multitask at the same time.
Social media.
Well, that's okay.
Wait, as soon as I click post, we are good.
We're good to go?
Yes!
All right, post is up.
There it is.
I'm in this now. Like, I'm in this now.
It is happening.
Yeah. So, how was the show last night?
It was good. It was sweaty.
Yeah, it was very hot in there. I don't know if that venue believed in air conditioning, but...
They wanted you to bring that, if you wanted that yourself.
We tried to bring the heat, but it was already there.
Oh, really?
I did bring my number one fan.
Oh, yeah, so that always helps.
I don't know if I love or hate everything that just happened here.
You're going to get, a lot of that.
A lot of that during this these few minutes. That's fine.
Dude, for real, though, it's been really hot around here. It's supposed to be, was it like 90 yesterday at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that venue's just like, whatever. They don't even care.
No, they're like, we got
to. They just want your money.
They're just like, we really care about this extra $3 of no air conditioning. And we're like, okay, cool.
But yeah, maybe they just don't want people to get cold or anything. You know, they're just worried about them that way.
They don't want
you're just dying.
Didn't bring their jacket or something.
Yeah,
and
I will say that place was a very cool venue.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very pretty. It was set up really nicely.
Well, plus, no matter what, it's always hot for you guys on stage, though, right?
Right, exactly.
So...
this is true. There's no stage where it's not hot.
Yeah.
So, okay, how does that affect the way you dress when you go to a show? Like, you know you're going to be sweating like mad. Are you in, like, a whisking situation, or what are you wearing?
A whisking shirt? Yeah. You mean? Okay.
Well,
in case you didn't know what that was.
It's like, that's foreign to me, but...
sweat whisking shirt? Like an Under Armour?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know what that is.
Yo, you guys aren't running the 5K today, are you?
No, we...
Running? Wait, are we running the 5K today?
What is running? Whisking is a industry term for the shirt, maybe, but like if you say Under Armour or a athletic shirt.
Man, I just assume everybody knew what a sweat whisking shirt was.
Dry fit, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, so a dry fit shirt, is that the kind of stuff you're wearing on stage?
Yeah, we only wear athletic stuff.
Yeah? Active wear?
Yeah, it's... Do we own any of that stuff?
No.
We do not own activewear.
We own skinny jeans, joggers, and just black t-shirts.
Wait, pause. What's a jogger? Industry term.
Industry
I don't
term.
Know.
You don't, okay, so you don't
oh
have joggers.
No.
Okay. I'm wearing them right now.
It is it's a like, mix between skinny jeans and sweatpants, basically.
Yeah. It's like a nicer dress, like not dressy.
Yeah.
But
it's not sweats, it's not sweats almost.
It's a little bit more put together than just like sweats. Yeah, the style
right,
of the pants.
Stand up.
Okay.
So you can see.
It's going to get weird, but I'm probably going to need you to turn around. Okay. All right.
There it is.
Elastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what?
Tighter, towards the legs.
Okay.
That's
I don't
want
you guys to take this the wrong way, but, like, I can't wear pants with an elastic waistband. Because
oh, yeah. Do tell.
I need boundaries.
You need boundaries.
And I feel like that elastic waistband, like, that is not a boundary. And so those pants are going to fit good no matter what. And
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're like, oh, don't make fun of... No. It's real.
It's real.
I don't buy Doritos because I can't handle the responsibility. I'm not getting waistband pants.
Joggers.
Like, no joggers.
No joggers.
I can't buy Oreos because of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping.
See, Oreos, you can... Well, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Oreos.
Okay, but Doritos. Okay, let's go back to Doritos. Which Doritos are we talking about?
Man, I'll tell you, if we're really going all in, like, we're
which
at the venue.
Which is the only way to go.
No, we're going all in.
Okay, we're at the venue with no air conditioning, wearing our joggers, all in. Okay, spicy nacho.
There it is. Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude.
Whoa.
It's real. It's real.
Why whoa? So, like, that's a big thing.
Like you went to spicy. Like, well, most people would just be like, oh, nacho.
Nacho cheese. Cool ranch.
Original kind of things. And you're just like, nah, man, we're going all the way to spicy.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say, if you go to a gas station to get spicy nacho and you're also getting a soda, just be aware of the fact that you're going to drink that soda down. Like, so...
Extra large soda.
Yeah, no, and you're
less
gonna ice because it's spicy.
It.
So you want to be careful with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I mean, are we having some real talk or not?
Yeah, we're having
some
real talk.
I feel like this is all honest.
Yeah.
This whole thing has been.
There's a lot of honesty.
We're learning
here.
A lot.
I know. I feel that right now.
We learned about joggers. We learned about...
whisking.
Whisking.
Mm-hmm. Dry fit.
Wicking.
Yeah.
Dry fit.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, this is real nice.
I got to tell you, sometimes, like, if you watch the riot on Facebook Live, in between the songs, or, like, during the songs, you're not missing anything, but...
When a band's here, though.
I want you to know that this conversation that I'm having with Danger Scene has been important.
It is taking a turn.
We talked frozen pizza. We're over that. You'll have to check the archive, but you guys are big supporters of... American standard toilets.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
It is the
quality.
Best.
The quality.
It's the quality. It's the flush pattern. It's all the things. I'm not kidding. This is very important to us.
Flush pattern?
I think here we have, is it church? Church toilets? What is it? No, it's something to where someone would always go, I'm going to church or something like that.
Oh, no, Nikki, that's just something that we say.
I'm
going to go to church.
I'm going to go to church. I'll be back in a second. Yeah.
Chris, what was that? Why?
Sanctuary?
The seats are church.
The seat manufacturers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Church seats.
But the toilets are Mansfield.
Mansfield?
Okay. Mansfield.
So, okay, then how did, like, at what point in your life, like, at some point, you had a moment where you were just like, American standard is
or
the
nothing.
Best. Right? Don't you guys think so? Like, when was that moment?
Man, you just, like, you have a good restroom experience and you look down and you see the brand and you're like, this was good. And then you like go somewhere else and then you have it again and you're just like, this is consistently amazing.
It's like for us, like when you tour, you know when a gas station is going to be consistently clean, mm-hmm. have good drinks and like all that kind of stuff. So you always go back to that same place.
I know what you're talking
Quick
about.
Quick Trip, Loves, like Flying J,
Sheets,
Wawa. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
You
know,
see those places. We've like crossed four lanes of traffic to get to a Quick Trip before. Over a hill and there was a Quick Trip there. We were like, we don't need to stop, but we're stopping.
We will see a Quick Trip and we're like, oh my gosh! And we'll take a sharp left and it's very dangerous.
Well, American Standard Toilets?
American Standard Toilets. Get a hold of us.
If you are listening, they got a lovely van.
You do.
I mean, you could put a toilet in there. It might not be working, but it's a seat.
You guys would be the first band ever sponsored by a toilet manufacturer.
There we go. Awesome. So just to remember Danger Scene, okay? That's them.
Dude, the new Danger Scene toilet from American Standard. For those times when Wawa's getting a little off the rails.
Something like
those times when you need to cross four lanes of traffic.
Because you need American Standard.
For a Quick Trip.
I feel like the new thing is always like the blah, blah, blah challenge. So this is the American Standard challenge. The next time you go to a restroom, you notice what type of toilet it is.
Mm-hmm.
And see what your experience is with
it. Perhaps then you could tag Danger Scene and let them know.
Oh, yeah, let us know about your toilet experience.
Yeah, something. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
Because I was almost going to say you could take a pic and hashtag it, but I mean like of American Standard of just like that
the
little
brand.
Part of the toilet.
Please don't send us here.
Not of the whole toilet.
Yeah, we don't want to see too much.
Okay. Wow. So just as a side note, Lennox is coming up in a second.
Yeah, we'll check in with them.
And I heard you guys are making new music.
Yes, we are. This last Monday and Tuesday we were in the studio. We worked with Josiah Prince again from Disciple.
So, oh yeah,
He's been a consistent producer for us. We work with him so well.
Okay.
So we just got out of the studio. We'll be going back to do vocals. We didn't get them all finished up, but really excited about what we had there. We're just doing a single, so it'll be just one song. Hopefully, we'll have some new information about that in the next couple months or so.
What kind of toilets at the studio? You remember?
I don't think so. I think he had just a generic.
Mm. Well, maybe
generic
if you're
toilet.
Done, and do you give your producer a gift at the end, like a thank you thing or something?
We'll give him American Standard
toilet.
Gift card.
Yes, like that.
Oh, gift card. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
That's classy.
To wherever fine American Standard products are sold.
I don't know. We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks so much.
New music coming from Danger Scene. Just stay posted to their sites to see when that will happen.
Mm-hmm. And American Standard Toilets. I know that I at least all day today, I'm checking the brand everywhere I go.
Every toilet.
Oh, yeah.